Next winter's ferry schedule will be leaner than this year's, and that was pretty lean. It's the result of budget cuts, which could lead to the sale of the ferry Taku. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
This year's ferry schedule includes 356 weeks of sailings, but next year, the number will be down 7% to 330.
What happened this legislative session, I don't like at all.
Dennis Egan is a state senator representing Juneau, Haines, and Skagway, all with strong ferry system connections.
I think it's decimated the marine highway system, and the problem is a lot of people don't understand that it's a highway, and sure, it costs money to run, but we pay for a lot of it.
Next year's total budget, in its latest version, is almost 10% lower than this year's spending plan, and some of the money will come out of an account that's being spent down quickly. Ferry spokesman Jeremy Woodrow says cuts will be most visible later this year.
It is not the department's intention to change any of the summer schedule. Any changes will be reflected in the winter schedule or next spring and the beginning part of summer 2017.
Five of the Marine Highway's 11 ferries will tie up for much of the fall, winter, spring schedule. That includes both fast ferries, the Kennecott and the Columbia. The other tied-up ferry is the Taku, which hasn't sailed since last July. Woodrow says officials are researching what needs to be done to sell it off, and that's not restricted to outside buyers.
There has been a lot of discussion of different ferry authorities across the Marine Highway System, potentially communities creating their own ferry authorities to improve ferry service. So those are some of the discussions that are being had of what to do with the Taku before it leaves the state of Alaska, if it does indeed leave the state.
Officials say it costs about $3 million a year to lay up the Taku. That covers the skeleton crew, insurance, and fuel for the generators, so selling it off would reduce operating costs. There are other factors, too, such as the ship's age and condition. Ketchikan Representative Dan Ortez, who also represents Wrangell, says he's concerned about the loss of a ship that served Southeast for years.
It's been a mainstay, and while it would require some refurbishment and some significant monies to do that, I want to make sure that in the long run, it wouldn't be more cost-effective to do that refurbishment rather than to, say, build another ferry or something like that.
Ferry officials are taking written comments on the fall, winter, spring schedule through June 21st. A teleconference is planned for the following day. I'm Ed Schoenfeld, reporting in Juneau.